The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I had something very profound happen to me at church over the weekend. I want to share this with you guys because I'm still processing exactly what happened. Okay? And then I had a thought also. I'm going to be all over the place with this thing. I had a thought for you.
Okay.
The other day when you were saying you're kind of conflicted about what's going on with you and your religion, and you were raised in the church and by, well, you go ahead and explain.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised in the church, but I mean, for a lot of my life, being a Christian was a choice for me. Like that was a choice that I made consistently throughout my life because that's where I felt most at home. And I felt very connected with the Christian spiritual realm, if you will. Like I just really felt very strong in that faith and in that belief. And I think just as I've gotten older and I just start to question the history of religion as a whole, that it's made me sort of question things in my life that have happened and whether or not those are actually attributed to just coincidences versus an actual creator.
Yeah. So this is a different conversation than the one I'm about to have that happened in church on Sunday. But I was thinking, because it's kind of the stuff in the Bible that you're like, okay, how could that have possibly happened, right? Is that the thing that's crossing you up?
Yeah, I think, well, it's not even like, how could that have possibly happened? But I mean, I think it's just like a greater issue of, you know, why are people just making that stuff up for control, to use religion as a form of control for the past thousands and thousands of years? And, you know, or we're mentally ill people behind the Bible, you know, it's a whole existential crisis.
Is part of the struggle right now for you that it's either all of it or none of it? Because that's the question that I had for you. Like, can you say like, okay, I've read that. That might be somebody's imagination, blah, 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 blah. But the overarching story of Jesus and Christianity still holds for you. So does it have to be all of it?
I mean, that's kind of the point. That's literally the point is you're told this is the Bible. This is the word of God. It's kind of an all or nothing thing. It's not like me trying to, it's not me swaying between like, is this right or is this not right? It's like, do I believe what is in this book? Because the Christian principles say this book is true. So either believe it or you don't.
You either believe all of it or you believe none of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wanted to ask you that. Okay. About church on Sunday. And if this is out of place for a morning show, I am sorry, but I really wanted to run this by you guys. And if you are a church goer or you are deeply invested in your religion, you will have a way better understanding of this than I do because I'm not exactly sure what happened. 1-855-BIRCHOW. Here's what I do know is that I'm dating a woman who is deeply religious, deeply spiritual. She grew up very much like you did, Abby.
Yeah.
Christianity, yeah, it's pretty high on the priority list right there. Her and her family, down with Jesus, big time, all the time. So as we're trying to define our relationship here, what's very important to her is church, going to church on Sundays. She has not pressured me at all to get involved in that at all. She's like, you know what? Come in your own time. This is an important thing to me. Maybe down the road, this will be something that ties us together and is very important. Sunday was Easter Sunday. And she was going to church. And she's like, hey, I just want to let you know that me, my ex-husband, my kid's going to be there. My dad's going to be there also. My sister's going also. You got an open invitation if you want to go. And knowing that church is important to her, family is important to her, I'm like, eh, no football game on Sunday.
It's the perfect season to go.
No, man. So I'm like, look, this is important to you and your family. So for sure. And I'm not new to the church. I'll go. I was raised by two Jewish parents. And when I started going to get my Jewish education, my parents split up. So I never had any formal education in it. My dad meets a Christian woman. I get way more involved in the church because she was making all of us go every Sunday. So I feel more Christian than I do Jewish, to be honest with you. So, and then I married Stacy, who also at that time was deeply into the church as well, Catholic. Her mother is deeply Catholic. So I've gone to church on and off pretty much my whole adult life. Been a while though. So Sunday I go in there and she takes me to Gwinnett Church. And the pastor there is a dude named Reed Moore. And I clipped this 2 minutes from his sermon because what happened right after it is the thing that I'm questioning.
These two men who appear with their gleaming clothes, it says that they ask this question, why do you look for the living among the dead? Can I tell you guys that all week long, while I've been preparing for today, I've been wrestling with that question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? And the reason why I've been wrestling with that question is because I think to myself, and I can think about all the times, you guys, that I have run to dead, empty spaces looking for life. I can think for myself all the times that I have been looking for purpose, that I have been looking for peace, that I have been looking for hope, that I have been looking for joy, that I have been looking for love, that I have been looking for satisfaction or acceptance, and I've been looking in all the wrong places, in the dead, empty places, only to find them leaving me feeling empty or more than I was before. And I know I'm not alone in this. I know I'm not alone in this. Many of you could identify right now some of the dead places that you've run looking for life. You could name right now some of the empty spaces you've gone looking to try to fill you up. You're looking for love. You were looking for acceptance. You were looking for hope. You were looking for purpose. You were looking for joy. You were looking for satisfaction. You were looking for escape. And you went looking in a bottle. You went looking in a pill. You went looking for it in a screen. You went looking for it in another relationship. You went looking for it in the pantry. You went looking for it in an Amazon box. You went looking for it in some achievement or some success or some accolade or some career advancement. You went looking for life in those places only to find that they failed and fell short and didn't fill you up the way you hoped that they would. Can I just tell you this morning, you will not find life in those dead, empty places.
I thought that was really, really good. And he was so connected to it. You could almost hear his voice wobbling a little bit.
I
thought he was going to start crying. So a lot of what he was saying, I certainly have. I've been in all of those places before, those dark places. But that's not what hit me. So here's the profound part, you guys. Once he's done with that, in my head, I hear a voice saying, Bert, let it go. Let it all go.
You actually heard this while you were sitting in the pew at church?
In my head, yeah. I'm hearing, let the negativity go. And I've been struggling with the fact that I hold negative things in a lot. Like past experiences that people that might have hurt me, things that have been said about me sometimes, if I've been screwed over by a business partner or something, I never forget. I mean, when the person's name comes up, I remember the exact words that they used that hurt me. And it could be recent things, it could be small things, it could be large things, but I never forget them, man. And it kind of anchors me and drags me down. And I've been struggling with that most of my life. So when this voice came into my head saying, let it all go, You've got to let it go. I asked myself after church, because it was really, it didn't sound like my own voice, that when people say that God speaks to them, I'm like, was that it? Or is it the what Reed was saying somewhere in my subconscious that was me talking to myself?
Mm. Mm.
So like, if you've ever, I guess what I'm trying to ask for here, and I know this is just so weird, if you think that God has spoken to you, is that what it is? Because I talked to Amanda about it last night, and she's like, absolutely, that was the Holy Spirit. She's like, then she said some other things, and then she just said, I just fell in love with you a little more, and that's the part I remember.
I think to me, that's also probably the root of where a lot of my doubt comes from, is I struggle with that, where I've definitely felt like God, whatever that voice is, or whatever those signs you get, I felt like I was hearing, God, I sound like schizophrenic or something. Like,
That's why I was so uneasy about talking about.
Well, no, but I know exactly what you're saying. And I feel like I've definitely got those voices in my head, or like signs. And I felt like they would point me in a specific direction. And when those things don't pan out, or they fall through, or just for whatever reason, like that wasn't the plan that was going to happen, that's not what you were supposed to do, then I'm like, well, maybe I've just told the wind a lot of secrets. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it is just your subconscious. Like, maybe, how do you know that's God? Like, how do you know that's not just like your inner voice saying, like, oh, what he's saying is resonating with me? I know deep down I need to let this negativity go. Like, how do you know that's not just your subconscious speaking up?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't. Or in Amanda's words, and I think that she stressed it way better last night than I'm going to right now, is that, does God put that in the back of your head and push it out during that specific time? Or is it just your inner thoughts?
Yeah, why can't it? It can be both.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will say, this is coming from someone who is not hyper-religious, and I don't attend church as much anymore, but I do think there is something bigger out there. And my belief is, like, why can't God use your own mind as a tool to help you? So I think some people think, like, oh, God, it's going to be this voice in my head or a sign. And maybe for some people it is, but I really believe that maybe you were attuned to a frequency and you needed that message at that minute. And if you believe in God, like, that's how God worked, right? He wanted you to be there at that moment for you to hear that message so he could speak to you, and it would trigger that thought in your head.
I've always heard that people say, like, a coach will speak to everybody the same, but a really great coach understands that everybody needs to be spoken to different individually. And I've always felt like that's how God speaks to you. In whatever way that he feels like you will receive the message, that's how you'll get it. Some people get it in signs. Some people get it in a voice in their head. Some people just get it in a thought. But I always think that if you feel something in a moment and you feel like God is talking to you, God is talking to you.
I guess I always thought it was something literal that people said. When God spoke to them, it was like, hey,
God needs like a lozenge. Took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, did I?
Yes. God was a smoker.
Or a burning bush or something. But that's why I'm so confused as to exactly what happened. Was it me thinking about it? Was it God putting that in there? And I guess at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's a message that you receive. So take it for what it is and try to stop overthinking it.
Hey, Phyllis, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I was just going to say that I was wondering the same thing for a while, and I listened to Tabitha Brown, who kind of says that she hears from God. I don't know if you guys have heard of Tabitha Brown, but and she basically was saying that if she knows it was God, because it will keep coming up, it will pop up in her dreams, or she'll hear it again, or it will, like, she'll get a reminder, even she'll move on with the day or do something else, and it will pop back up in her head. And that's how she knows that it's God trying to give her a sign. So I just thought that I'd give you that.
Yeah, thank you. And that's so interesting you say that, because Amanda asked me the same question last night. Like, have you heard it since then? And I said, since Sunday's sermon, I've heard that in my head every time I start to have that negative thought. Every single time I keep hearing, let it go, over and over and over again. I'm talking about 50 times here.
All right, so you're hearing it. Are you listening to it?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
The let it go message is probably the message I've received the most in my entire life. Like, it's to the point I went to my therapist's office when let it go was on the board, because she was talking to her last person about it. I've gone to family events and the theme of it has been let it go. Letting it go is the hardest thing for me to do because it fuels me. So I don't know how to let things go, because my entire life, that's what my fuel has been surrounded by. But it's like, to me, how do you let things go? Like, people always tell you, let it go, but how?
Are you sure y'all haven't watched Frozen lately?
That's not it. I will say this, that it has certainly made me more, yes, I guess I am listening, because it has made me way more sensitive to how many times in each day I sort of revert back to a negative thought on something that happened years ago, months ago, weeks ago, a relationship that I was in. And I'm thinking about it, and now I'm kind of like, why am I even thinking about that? I got to let it go. Mm-hmm. Big Mike, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, what's going on, Burt Show? Love you guys always.
Good to hear from you.
First, let me say congratulations, Burt, because you are actually listening. People can call it conscience. They can call it the kinship of all things, but you hear the Lord all of the time. It's not until you truly see inside yourself that you're able to accept that you're now listening to the Lord till you've made a step. It's happened before you too again, but you just didn't accept it as the Lord talking to you. And I'm going to tell you, because Bert, I've been listening to you for years. Mm-hmm. I am definitely a P1. I'm always on the side. You're one of my favorite people. One of the things that I can think of, especially which made me want to call in, is you and your ex-wife, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord talked to you then, too. Mm. You just didn't accept that that's who it was you were talking to.
Wow.
Now you're ready to accept it. So congratulations.
Thank you. Amanda said the same thing last night, Big Mike. She's like, how many times do you actually sit quiet in any given day? And I said, not at all. I mean, I always constantly got to be doing something. So she said, you go to church. Now you're there just focusing on what's going on the stage, and you're sitting quiet, finally. And these are the thoughts that you should be having when you're sitting quietly.
Well, I had a grandmother that told me one time, you can't listen to the Lord until you shut up.
That's good. That's really good. I'll take one more call on this, and then we'll move on from it. Good morning, Richard. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, man. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. No, something you said really resonated with me. It's about running back to what you knew. My wife and I are actually youth pastors in Charleston, South Carolina. Actually, my wife is. I just help her out. But your story reminded me of the story in the Bible about Samuel and Eli. Samuel was about 12 years old, and in the middle of the night, he was hearing a voice call to him. And so every time he heard it, he got up and ran to what he knew. And what he knew was Eli. And what the pastor was saying, you ran to Amazon, you ran to the pill, you ran to the screen. You run to it because that's what you know. But what's resonating with me is, it took Samuel staying still and listening for God's voice. And he's just looking for obedience. When you're still and you listen, one of the biggest things we put into these kids' heads or minds at church is God just wants obedience. He wants you to sit still and listen to him, what he's trying to tell you. And for some reason, that story just popped into my head as you were talking and as that preacher was preaching. And I think that's one of the main things that we need to try to instill in people is nothing's going to change if you keep running back to what you know. And if you hear God talking to you like he did, sit still and just try to listen to what he's trying to tell you to do or saying to you, because that would be the thing that changes your life for the better.
Man, I appreciate the call so much. How can one sit still, though? We got White Lotus to watch.
That's over now.
Yeah.
The Last of us. Watched that episode yesterday. That was a mistake.
Oh, you finally did?
The reason why I did is because I got a spray tan, and I knew if I got watch it while I had a spray tan, I wouldn't cry.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.